Jesus Christ is the reflection of God's glory, the exact likeness of his being. That's how the author to the letter to the Hebrews begins his communication. He concludes it with these words, "And Jesus Christ is the same today, tomorrow, and forever." There are some things about this night that are probably the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. I mean, it's not Christmas Eve, is it, unless you hear Luke 2 and sing Joy 2. Unless there's Silent Night by dim light, it's not Christmas Eve, and you can bet those are going to happen. There are some constants that come with this evening. But for the most part, much in life is malleable. Things are always shifting and changing and altering. Even this evening in your life, think back to Christmases past. I can remember decades ago looking forward to the day that our children would not fall asleep at late service on Christmas Eve because it was well past their bedtime. Decades later, I hope not to fall asleep during late service on Christmas Eve because it is well past my bedtime. In all seriousness, things do get highlighted, the changes on a night like tonight. Tonight can make our joys all the sweeter, but our sorrows all the more bitter. The first time, chaplain, a serviceman deploys over the holidays is far different than that first one when they return from deployment, is it not? When the house is full on Christmas is different than when no one lives in the house any longer, correct? When it's babies first, or the marriages last, it's different. This is a night that can highlight how things shift, how things change, how they alter. Life can vacillate greatly. When everyone's on the same page, when you know there is harmony at home, it's one thing. When you're kind of afraid about what's going to happen at the dining room table, it's another. When there's vehement disagreement that rules the day, some are thinking it's a huge success. It's the best ever. While others believe it's an abomination and should be removed from office. I mean the box office. I'm talking about Star Wars. You know, things can be kind of nerve-wracking. A night like tonight can make our joys all the sweeter and our sorrows all the more bitter. And while we might long for some things to always be the same, the truth is most things change. Not just from year to year, but even day to day. And today, at least at first glance, you might say, some things changed for God. He who is the Ancient of Days. Without beginning, without ending, gets a birthday. The eternal Spirit now has a body. The one who moved the prophets to author his word must now himself go through the process of learning to read it. And the one who walked in the garden amidst the cool of the day with Adam and Eve will have to learn to scooch and roll over, crawl and stand before he can walk on water to his disciples on that stormy night. At first glance, today's one of those days where we say much has changed for God. He who, with a metaphorical outstretched arm and a metaphorical mighty hand, delivered his people Israel from the world power of the day, Egypt, will now himself need to be delivered to Egypt to keep from being destroyed by a local despot, only in control because Rome allowed him to be. At first glance, we might say much has changed, but in actuality, God himself has not. His eternal nature, his divine power, they are clearly visible in Christ. That's what the author of Hebrews is saying. Jesus is the exact image of God, the reflection of his glory. The author is telling us that we can see the invisible God in the person of Jesus. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. On this night when we know things change, things shift, things alter, depending on what is going on at your house or in your heart, with your health or in your head, on this night, we are greeted with this reality that Jesus Christ is the same eternally and daily. Jesus is as approachable here and now as the day he laid in a manger and invited the world to come and find in him peace. Jesus is as accessible today and compassionate today as the day he beckoned the unstable crowd, weary and heavy laden, to come and find in him their rest. Jesus is as utterly holy, glorious, and majestic as the day Isaiah saw him in the vision on the throne, saying, "Whom shall I send?" And Jesus is as humble and gracious and merciful as the day John saw him suspended from a cross, saying, "Father, forgive them." And there, on that tree, where quite literally his arm was outstretched and his mighty hand destroyed, that he might deliver his people from bondage of sin and guilt, Satan and grave. Through all the changes that come with life, through all its ebbs and flows, through everything that shifts and moves, there is one constant. There is one utterly dependable, certain thing, your Jesus. His holiness that covers you, his grace to you, his love for you, his life in you, that is the same day in, day out. That is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Gracious God, there are times where we love the change. The new that has happened. How life is altered. And there are days we mourn the change. The new that has happened, the life that is altered. Through life's ebbs and flows, remind us that there is one constant on which we can depend, our Savior, the same today, tomorrow, forever. He who is the exact likeness of your being, the reflection of your grace and glory, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.